A small clinic sits on the main drag in Mansfield, Missouri. That's in Wright County, one of Missouri's 70 counties without a full-time psychiatrist, according to the Missouri Board of Healing Arts. But the county does have three psychologists, and one is Dr. Loretta Fuge. She says many locals are hesitant to make an appointment with her because they're afraid someone will recognize their vehicle here.
They know that Ralph drives, you know, a Ford truck. It's blue. So if they see a Ford truck parked in front of the mental health place, then they assume that that's what that's going on. So I think for them, a lot of times there's this like a fishbowl effect in that they assume that everybody knows what they're doing. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes people don't really pay attention. But I think there is very much this stigma that people might.
In its March report on the growing disparity between urban and rural suicide rates, the CDC says one way to help prevent suicide in less urban areas is to promote positive social norms, like seeking help. Fuge says in rural Missouri, seeking help is loaded with stigma.
Because I think in rural areas, people tend to be strong and independent, and really work ethic is really high. And so if they see anything that that they feel like is not meeting that kind of that cultural view, then that they're somehow less than.
So she says she talks to clients about how normal it is to seek help for depression or bipolar disorder, and how they're seeking a hand up, not a hand out. She tells them it's not about them having weak faith in God. It's a health condition, she says. As fact-based awareness spreads, stigma tends to decrease. And Fuge says she's noticing a trend here in Wright County. People are starting to talk about mental health more openly.
I mean, I've got referrals from the insurance agent or maybe from the bank or somewhere like that. Someone's been talking in and they said, well, sounds like you might be depressed. You might want to go up and they'll send them up here.
In Springfield, Paul Tomlinson is acting president and CEO of Burl Behavioral Health.
Folks who tend to choose to live in rural areas perhaps have even more of a cultural ethos or ethic of, you know, rugged individualism and we take care of our own.
He's got a benchmark he'd like both rural and urban culture to reach.
When people go and get cancer treatment or heart attack and they come back to work, we give them parties and say, welcome back, you know, good on you, you know, mate, and all that. One of my stock statements now is I'll know we've really made progress with mental health stigma when we start doing that with after somebody's had a week-long stay in the psychiatric unit and they come back to work and we have a little party for them and bring cake and say, yay, good job. Good job. Recovery. Recovery is possible. Recovery works.
The CDC report says one suicide risk factor that's known to be highly prevalent in less urban areas is access to mental health care. Missouri is currently facing a severe shortfall of mental health professionals, and that shortage is most acute in rural areas. I'm Jennifer Moore.